I am truly rejoicing, and the things I've heard about camp and this past week, those of you that may not know, our 10th through 12th graders did go down to Pensacola for a week of a camp called Teen Extreme, and we've all been praying for them and just thanking God for what He's done. You know, I was a little concerned. Just shows sometimes, oh, little faith. You know, I was thinking that the rain, as I was looking at the radar, I see this big tropical storm just coming towards Pensacola. Like Monday, they get there, it's okay, but then Tuesday, it just hovers over them. But I was encouraged that the camp was prepared for that type of thing, and they had plenty of things for the kids inside and for the teenagers, their activities going on, and it didn't affect them one bit, and they just had a great time. And I thank God for what He did spiritually. They'll say more about that here in a minute. But there's one thing about preachers that we know and should know, and Brother Harper, he hit on this morning. They are only men saved by the grace of God. And for that, we're thankful. But God does use in a mighty way His preachers. Preachers of the gospel, preachers of the word of God. And Kenny Baldwin that week, I believe, was greatly used of the Lord. And I'm thankful for all those that prayed for him and the messages that God put on his heart to give to our teens. And so I'm going to let them, you know, just share a few of those things with you. And you pray for them as they come. And I'm not sure who's going to start us off this. All right, Jeremiah, you come on up, brother. And just you guys just want to come one after another and share what the Lord's laid on your heart. Thank you, bro.
My name's Jeremiah, but I went to the stream last week, and Brother Kenny Baldwin was the speaker, and he was really good. Like, they were all the services were really good. But the main one that stood out to me was on Wednesday morning. He said, we need to grow up. And what he meant by that was being not being ashamed of being a Christian and standing for God. And in this world, it's hard to be a Christian, but that's why we need to grow up. And he used the analogy, a boat doesn't sink because it's in the water. It sinks because the water's in the boat. So we can't say we're not being a good Christian because we live in the world, but we're not being a good Christian because the world's in us. So we need to make sure we're filled with God and not filled with the world. And just pray for me that I'll be able to grow up and stand for God and not be ashamed that I'm a Christian.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Hey, I'm Ben, and I went to Teen Extreme Camp, and I had a great time at it. And I also had a lot of highlights, but services were a lot of favorite. And there were a lot of good sermons. But probably one of my favorite was the first one Tuesday night when he talked about getting in on it, when he just preached that, sorry, I lost my place. Alright, and then, okay, well, he just said to get on it and, like, serve my full life for the Lord and not for me and the Lord. And then, but my favorite sermon was Thursday morning when he preached about music and what music honors God and what music just doesn't honor God. And Mr. Baldwin had 3 points of the sermon. The first one was the purpose of the music. Second one was who made the music. Third one was the parts of the music. And then he also talked, and there's like some sub-points, was the movement, mood, message, and memory of the music. But Thursday night, I commend myself to not listen to any more worldly music and only listen to the godly music. So pray for me that I will be able to fulfill that commitment.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Hey, for those that don't know me, I'm Kendra, and we had a great week at Teen Extreme this week. Brother Kenny just was spot on with all the messages, and God really worked in every one of our lives, I'm pretty sure. But I couldn't pick one message that stood out to me the most because, like, they all spoke to my heart. And on Wednesday morning, Brother Kenny preached out of James 4, and in verse 8 it says, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. And he said that it's a promise, but that you have to fulfill the first part of the promise first. Because so many of us say, you know, I want to be closer to God. But we don't do what it takes to be closer to God. We just say, I want to be closer to God, but you're not doing anything to, like, get close to Him. You're not reading your Bible daily. You're not just, like, studying His Word and everything. And then on Wednesday night, he preached about standing for God and how, like, so many Christians act like the world, but how we need to choose God and put our feet down and not move. And, like, that really spoke to me because, like, so many times, like, you always, like, take a step back because, like, the world pushes you, but you just have to, like, stand firm in your faith and put all your fears in God. And then on Thursday night, he preached a message that he called Act Like You Are, Not Like You Were, and how as Christians we have to act like, number one, we've been washed by Jesus' blood. Amen. And then number two, we've been sanctified. And he said that means set apart, because we have been set apart because he washed us with his blood. And then he, his third point was act like we've been justified or declared righteous. And he finished his sermon with this statement that's just like really stuck out in my head since then. And it said, he said, act like you've been saved. And I haven't acted like I've been saved around a lot of people. And I'm tired of living like the world. So I just want to thank y'all for all the prayers that y'all blessed us with while we were down there. They weren't in vain. And I ask that y'all continue to pray for me, that I would just live for Christ.
Hey, I'm Wyatt, and this week at Teen Extreme was great, and what really stood out to me the most was when he said we're not all called to preach, but each of us, our lives is a message within itself, and I ask you that my life would just be a message that would bring glory to God.
Hi, my name's Ethan Dyer, for those who that don't know me. And one night he just preached on act like you are, not who you were. Please just pray for me that I would just fulfill that. And please just pray for me. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, brother. We sure will.
Hi, I'm JJ, and the week of Teen Exchange was absolutely amazing. Mr. Kinney was just great, and I got at least one thing out of every sermon. But the main thing that happened to me the week was I got reassured of my salvation. I've been having doubts about my salvation for a really long time now, but I would always try to convince myself that I was saved and everything was fine, but then every time I would hear a sermon about salvation, I would begin to doubt and wonder if I was really saved. So on the night when Mr. Kinney preached on salvation, he asked us if we weren't 100% sure we were saved to raise our hand. So I raised my hand, and Ms. Mill took me aside and talked to me and really helped me out with my doubts and anything else that was bothering me. So we prayed together, and by the end of the week, I had peace, and I am now 100% sure that I'm saved and going to heaven.
Amen, sister. Praise the Lord for that.
Hey, guys. My name is Cody Davis. The week at Teen Extreme was really, really fun. And first off, I'd like to thank all of you for your prayers while we were there. Most of y'all probably heard about or saw a picture of how I rolled my ankle early in the week, and thankfully, it didn't slow me down that much. I was still able to do everything. But more importantly, the messages were amazing. The Lord was blessing the messages every night. First thing I want to talk about is on Monday, he entitled the message, Get In On It. He talked about when Jesus was walking on the water and Peter wasn't content to just sit back and watch God move for a miracle, watch a miracle happen. He wanted to be part of it. He wanted to get in on it, get involved in it. And I need to be like that about church and the things of God. I don't need to be content to watch back and watch it all go forward and just be part of the crowd. I need to be a leader and be part of it. Another thing was Wednesday morning, he talked about draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. And he used an illustration. He got a kid from his church to come and stand up across the platform from him. And he's, every time I point at you, say, I want to be closer to God, but don't move until I tell you to. And so he got on the other, and he'd point at him over and over, and he'd say, I want to be closer to God, but he never moved. And then he was like, got the crowd to play the part of the world, and he's like, y'all, every time he says, I want to be closer to God, say, it's nicer over here. And so he had him slowly start moving that way, getting distracted by the world, but, and that happens to me a lot. I get distracted, and I take my eyes off God, but drawing nigh to God is a bunch of little steps. You take one step, God will take another step towards you, and the distance starts closing really quickly. Please help me to just do that. Another thing was talking about meditating on God's Word and not just skimming through it or reading it. Meditating is the thought of chewing on it, and he used an example of how the Bible is not Advil. Nobody chews that. They just swallow it to get it over with. It's like steak. You want to chew on it, get all the flavor, all the good stuff out of it. Take your time and enjoy the savor. I need to take my time when I'm reading the Bible and to get more out of it. Could y'all just pray for me?
Amen. Amen. Sure will. Praise the Lord.
Hey, Zeke, those of you who don't know me, I'm the idiot who screwed up Cody's ankle. So, anyways, the entire week, all the messages really spoke to me. Music was one of them, like Ben, it really spoke to me. And also for Cody getting in on it, that also really spoke to me. But I think the main one that really spoke to me was the Tuesday morning message. He was reading 2 Kings 5, 1 through 6, and I entitled the message. He didn't title it. I entitled it the Testimony of a Maid, talking about how a nobody, no name in the Bible, just referred to as a maid, made a huge difference that made a king spend loads of money on just one guy, just because of her testimony. So I would just like y'all to pray for me that I can have that kind of testimony where God will want to spend loads on me just for a small testimony.
Amen. Amen, brother.
I'd like to start off by telling you guys just how much it meant to me to be with these kids this last week. They were such a blessing to me. And in fact, since we've been back home, I've missed them. I've missed seeing them. These kids were just such a blessing. They're so good to each other. There is no meanness among them. They encourage each other. They supported each other. They were just a blessing to be around. Really good spirit. Not a bit of trouble out of any of them. It was just such a blessing. And I think the thing that impacted me the most was to see how tender their hearts were.
Amen.
From the very first sermon, it's like at invitation, they just split and they headed down to that altar. And to see their tenderness toward the Lord just really, really touched me. And the preaching was fantastic, but it's like their hearts were ready and were yearning for something. And they were such a blessing to me to see how each of them just really soaked it in. And they've got a lot to process through the next few weeks as they try to figure out how to implement all that they've learned into their lives. And we do need to be praying for them. I felt your prayers this week. I know a lot of people were praying for our group, and it did rain and rain and rain and rain. But we didn't really notice it too much. Yeah, they were doing their thing. They had a lot of fun this week. Thank you, parents, for investing in these kids.
Amen.
I really expect to see long-term, eternal things that came out of this last week.
Amen.
Got a lot out of last week. Hang on to it. Meditate on it and really think about it. Get your little notes out and really think about it. It was a privilege. It was a privilege to be with you guys. Love all of you guys.
Amen.
And I'll be praying for you guys.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. I want to second what Noel said. The kids were great. I mean, they were even inclusive of other people. I saw him quite often having a good time with, there was another little kid, I forget what his name was, but he was, what was his name? Yeah, he just showed up and was just acting like one of us. And it was great. They took him in, and just a great time with the kids. And one of the girls, I won't mention who it was, but really impressed me. We were coming back Friday, and we stopped to get something to eat, and there was a song that came on the radio there, through the speakers there at the restaurant, and she said a couple of words to that song, and I heard her say no, talking to herself, and everybody kind of looked over there like she was, like, you know, she was kind of weird, but she was telling herself, no, I'm not going to sing that song, I'm not going to do that anymore. And that was such a blessing, to see her put that to use in her life, the things that she heard over the last week. Pray for the kids. They're going to be going into battle, these next, like Brother Kenny talked about. They'll be battling over the next few weeks. So really pray for them. Parents, thank you, each one of you, that let us go down there and spend time with your kids. What a blessing, what an encouragement that was.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to add to that. I tell you what, church, I know you probably realize this, but it took a lot of courage for these young people to get up and testify here tonight. And I thank God for their willingness to just, you know, come up and just say how God worked in their heart. And I'm sure there could have been more that have could come up. And also, there could have been more things they said. But I'm thankful for God and what He did in their lives. Let's continue praying for them. And I'm praying that this same spirit of revival and tenderness will just roll right over into NGM camp coming up here in another week or so, and that even through the summer going into the Nova Scotia trip, I'm just praying that God would just use this in a mighty way in our church. And so you just keep praying that too, and that the Lord would use these days for His glory.